Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It is the radio segment that really grabs you by the peach emoji. Laser Stories. A segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Nebraska. 33-year-old Donnie Cooker flipped his car the other morning and then fled the scene.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He had somebody pick him up, and then Donnie called 911 and said that he didn't want to talk to the cops. He even threatened to attack them if they tried to find him.
Oh, that usually works well.
Yeah. Authorities tracked down Donnie anyway.
Yeah.
And then they pulled them over. And that's when Donnie jumped out of the car and did the unthinkable. He picked up a frog and tried to use it as a hostage.
Don't do anything. Yeah. I've got this frog.
You can do that? I didn't know that was an option. Like, don't move where the caterpillar gets it.
Yeah, I don't think it is an option. I don't think it's going to work very well.
Officers asked why he was holding a frog hostage. Donnie didn't have an answer for that. Probably a impromptu thing, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, well, there's a frog. I'll pick that up. He couldn't really explain it. But he wouldn't respond to commands and started throwing trash at the cops. Mm-hmm. This guy finding all these frogs and trash.
Yeah, well, you know, he just wished he found a puppy instead. That may have worked a little bit better.
Well, either way, they had to tase him to take him into custody. But they think drugs and alcohol might have been a factor.
Yeah. How are we not getting an update on how the frog is doing?
That was the end of it. Good news. The frog's okay.
Okay.
They did give you an update on the frog. This next laser story is out of Northport, Florida. There's a 56-year-old woman named Michelle Sedlak, and last week she had some Chinese leftovers in the fridge, which mysteriously disappeared.
This is a really mundane start to a news story.
After thinking about it for a second, she only had one suspect, and that suspect was none other than her roommate, Ethan.
Ethan, how dare you?
When he got home, she started accusing him of eating her Chinese food, and he swore he didn't do it. But it wasn't good enough for her, so she threw a knife at him.
Oh my God!
Oh, dang.
Wow. All right.
She missed, but she told him, quote, "If I wanted to hit you, I would have hit you." Uh-huh. Ethan called the cops, and she was arrested for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon with intent to kill.
Oh.
Afterwards, a local news reporter was interviewing apartment residents about the story when one person said, "One of the best parts of ordering Chinese food is having leftovers, so I would be angry too." Yeah. It is really the best part. The flavor really sets in, you know?
It does taste better the next day.
I got some Panda Express in the refrigerator at home. Now I can't wait to get home and get it. If somebody ate it, they're getting a knife to the chest. That's all I'm saying. This next story is out of Commerce, Texas. There's a 19-year-old woman named Marshalla Perkins, and she was arrested a few months ago for drug possession. So the police took her mugshot, and it became public domain, meaning anybody could see it on the police website. And one thing people noticed was that Marshalla's mugshot, her makeup looked fantastic.
Eyebrows on fleek.
No, I saw her. She is gorgeous.
Really?
It really, I mean, her eyeshadow, her lip gloss, she looked really fantastic. I saw this picture.
Really?
I guess right before she got arrested, she'd been doing a demo on Facebook for some friends because she's an aspiring makeup artist, so she was doing a makeup tutorial.
Oh.
And somebody tweeted the mugshot a few weeks ago and said, quote, "We need a tutorial. Free her."
Yeah.
Apparently, a lot of people agreed because the tweet went viral and they started bombarding Marshalla with requests for makeup tips.
Wow.
So now she's starting to take private appointments and she's launching an Instagram account and a YouTube channel to capitalize on her new fame
so
in the
cool.
makeup world.
Oh my God. So amazing. She finally outsells Kylie Jenner Cosmetics.
Yeah.
Like, where did it all start? Well, one
all
night I got arrested.
Got arrested.
Jail time cosmetics.
Uh-huh. This next laser story is out of St. Louis. An elderly couple got a call this week from a guy who said he was a lawyer in New York and that their grandson had been in a serious accident.
Oh, that's awful.
He said he needed to send them money through FedEx, and he even put somebody on the phone who sounded like their grandson. But as you guessed, the whole thing was really a scam.
God, I cannot believe that people can have the heart to do something like that.
The most common name for it is the grandparents scam. It's really an uncreative
name. Yeah, good job being original there, guys.
Yeah.
Basically, they target older people find out who their grandkids are by searching them online, mm-hmm. and then they use that information to steal their money.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Dude, and what sucks is that there is going to be one grandkid that actually gets injured out there, and they're trying to get money from their grandparents. Yeah. They're like, I'm not falling for this.
In this case, though, the owner of the courier service, named Nick, was hired to go pick up an envelope from the grandparents. And when he looked at the mailing address, he realized it was going to an apartment in Bronx instead of a business. So he got suspicious and called the cops, who were able to confirm that the grandkid was fine.
Guys, maybe call the grandkid yourself, or at least the grandkid's parent. Who's
there are other avenues you can go instead of just being like just sending money right away.
Right.
Sure. It turns out the envelope that they were trying to mail was filled with $15,000.
Wow. God, that courier is a hero. Jeez.
Nick says he's obviously in the business of making money and fulfilling people's orders, but he also feels he has a moral obligation to look out for his customers.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Good guy.
This next laser story is out of food news. Here are some of the new foods that were just announced and should really help us bulk up for winter. Mm. Number one, the next topping available at Chipotle looks like it's going to be bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't Chipotle start off like being the healthy chain?
Yeah.
What happened there, guys?
Rumor is Chipotle is going to test bacon at some stores in Orange County, California next month, and it could go nationwide very soon. Number two, Starbucks is expanding its pumpkin spice empire with new pumpkin spice cookie straws.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds so cool.
Sounds pretty delicious.
You eat the straw?
Yeah, man.
They're on sale at grocery stores now, but there's no word if you'll be able to get them when you order drinks at Starbucks.
Whoa.
But you can buy them at the grocery store. And last but not least, number three, remember Hubba Bubba gum?
Yeah, totally. That's still around.
Well, a company in England has turned it into gin.
Yeah, baby!
Wait, is it also incredibly hard to chew and hurts your jaw after a while?
Their Hubba Bubba bubblegum gin is pink, tastes like gum, and apparently it's not terrible.
Sounds terrible.
I'm going to go with, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very good.
I don't believe you.
Unfortunately, for now, they're only shipping it from the UK, so it'll be a while before you can get your hands on some bubblegum gin.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Survey World. A new survey asked people, what's the most enjoyable decade in a person's life? Mm. And the answers were not really surprising. Here's the full breakdown. Ages 0 to 10, 7% said those are the best years of your life.
Wow.
That's a sad rest of your life.
Yeah, max out real early there, guys.
After second grade, it just went downhill.
Ages 11 to 20, 9%.
Huh.
Ages 21 to 30, 30%,
uh-huh.
which
makes it the most popular answer.
Okay.
Ages 31 to 40, 16%. Ages 41 to 50, 8%.
Ooh.
51 to 60, 5%.
Wow.
61 to 70, 4%.
Hold on. You're supposed to be retired and happy and like
and here's
this
the thing.
Time.
People enjoy the years they can't remember, 0 to 10, more than they do the current their current life.
Oh, man.
71 to 80, 1%. And 81 to 100, nobody likes those years. Everybody's just like, all right, this thing needs to be over soon. So the most popular answer was 21 to 30, and ages 31 to 40 came in second. Only 18% of people went with anything after 40.
Wow.
So there you go. Sad.
Something to look forward to there, guys.
Pretty much after 40, we should just be done with life.
All right.
Okay.
According to that survey.
Fun.
Growing up is cool.
Yeah, this glad we ended on a positive note.
This guy enjoys every single decade of his life because this is all he does. So he was born to do and what's what he'll do for the rest of his life. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.